on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome. Whoa-ho. It is a beautiful day. Thank you so much, Savannah. Welcome. This is the Positively Healthy Radio, and I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for this third edition. If you're just tuning in for the first time this Saturday, the Positively Healthy Show is made up of chiropractors. We have been given a voice here in Shasta County. I am on the first and third Saturday of the month, and the passionate Dr. Todd Royce is on the second Saturday, and the talented Dr. Trudy Pratt is on the last Saturday of the month. Every week, we get to share with you many aspects of healthy living, the benefits of chiropractic care, and so much more. And I think that is awesome. I'm so glad that Trudy Pratt put this together and gave us the opportunity to have a voice, and you know, I think we're doing a good job. It's fun. We have fun every Saturday. So this Saturday, I have several shout outs, but first I want to introduce my in-studio guest. And, just a little bit before, I believe a living, you know, a healthy lifestyle means that you also have healthy finances. And here to share with us on the topics is my guest co-host. He's someone that I have known for several years now, and is he's very active in his community, in our community. And I believe we'll give us some sound information today. Financial advisor, consultant, Tri-Capital Financial and Insurance Services, LaRue Rocha. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, you're so welcome. So, you know, the co-host, you know, doesn't just sit there and get to answer questions. You got to get to work, buddy.
Oh,
I'm gonna put you to work. Okay.
Work me.
Okay. All right. So today we're gonna talk about healthy finances. I think we chatted before the show. We're gonna talk about maybe some elder fraud and how to stay away from that, as well as some other topics that you wrote down somewhere on your outline.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, okay. I have.
Cool.
A lot of topics.
Okay. Cool. And then so before, I just want to say hi and Savannah. Thanks for hooking us up with some good music, sister.
Yeah, sorry for blasting it.
No, no, that's okay. Are you kidding? I love blasting a beautiful day. That's awesome. Not quite sure how hot it is right now, but I hear it's going to get about to 111 today.
Yeah, 111 degrees.
So everyone.
It's a little warm.
Yeah.
It's going to cool off though during the week. So it's going to like.
What, like 90?
Actually, I don't want to say it now.
Yeah, so.
98.
So, no, but here in Reading, it's like funny because once you've been through the 112s and 118s, you're like, ooh, 98? Yum. I like it. That's cool.
That's, I put my coat on.
I went to Whiskey Town the other day and I was used to swimming in 111. So when it was 98 degrees, I was like, I'm kind of cold. I was like, oh my gosh. Because I'm from Montana, so
yeah.
I need to have like northern skin, but.
Thicken up, sister. Thicken it up.
Yep.
Okay, so once again, it is a beautiful day here in Redding, California. I see that this is going to be, you know, very hot. So please take care. Keep cool as well as you can. Drink your alkalized water. Hydrate. Yeah, definitely. What else can we do? Wear hats.
Wear hats. Mm-hmm. Wear those little cool little neck things. What do they call those? They put them in the refrigerator and they put them around their neck.
Oh, they have like sort of like cooling devices
that
people can wear?
Yeah, you can put them, you know, you can feed them in the refrigerator and pull them out and they kind of keep you cool and your temperature down.
Cool.
Yeah.
I never even heard of
those.
I think
they're called cool ties or something.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of the jaw bras where they put them around your head.
Well, I think it's the name that would just be completely funny on that. So, okay, so we've got a few minutes to go here. LaRue, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? We've got like maybe 20 seconds.
That's
Yeah, just that's all you have with today, buddy. So get her done.
Okay. Basically, I've been in business since 1977. I moved over in Reading in 1983. Been in the insurance and investment world since then. And basically, I work with both large and small employers as well as individuals. And we do everything from insurance planning to investment planning. Okay.
And we're going to talk more about that today, right?
Yes.
So, today's show is all about healthy finances, and I believe that's a huge part of being, positively healthy and having a life of healthy living. So, please stay tuned. We have so much to talk about, a lot of shout outs. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Is a blue
Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The Foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, and it's a great day here in Reading. And in studio today, I have LaRue Rocha. He is my in-studio guest co-host. Hi, LaRue.
Hi.
Playing on his phone.
Yes, I was just putting in some information.
Yeah. Get to work, buddy.
That's right.
So before we get started with you, I have a very important shout-out that I would love to scream out to the universe right now. Attention members. All CrossFit members, this is a message from Shauna Ferguson, one of the owners at North State CrossFit. And on Saturday, July 27th, all of the classes will be held in honor of Taylor Andrews, the son of members and friends Jason and Dana Andrews, who was recently diagnosed with cancer. We are requesting that everyone who wants to do a WOD workout of the day at any of the three classes will make a donation, whether it be 50 cents or $20. You know, anything helps. So every little bit helps and is appreciated. They will also be selling ribbons for $2 each. All the proceeds go to the Andrews family. Please come and join us in showing your support for an amazing young man. Go Taylor Andrews, Team Taylor. Okay, so also, hey, if you're not, no, this is from me now, not Shauna, but if you're not a member, you know, go over there, cheer everybody on, buy a ribbon, you know, if your heart takes you there. The classes are 8 to 9 in the morning, 9 to 10, and 10 to 11. So there's three opportunities there. And the address is 3530 Railroad Avenue. Again, that's 3530 Railroad Avenue, and that's North State CrossFit. July 27th, Saturday. So everyone head out over there. Now, I think I've got, like, patients on that day, so I'll probably be doing the 8 o'clock class because I've got patients starting, I think, at 11. So anyway, if you want to see me, I'll be there at 8, and we'll go ahead and support him at that time. LaRue, in the house, buddy. Woohoo! What is up?
Well, basically, there's several things up. We have a lot to talk about. Where would you like me to begin?
Well, what do you think about this whole concept of healthy finances being such a huge part of us living a healthy lifestyle? I mean, just in general, don't you think it's, you know, right up there with...
It's crucial.
Yeah.
It's crucial.
Being able to breathe.
Yeah, absolutely. Breathing and drinking water. Yeah, you got to have finances, too. It's part of the daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I've been seeing right now, just because of the economy, which is trying to recover... the best thing you could do is to, when you're doing healthy finances, is to make sure you have a budget and know what your expenses are, number one. A lot of people don't budget, and there's some great tools out there to do that. But the other thing is to put aside money for emergencies and for investing for the future, and that's where I come in.
Okay.
One of the areas, if you're self-employed, I don't know how many people on this, is listening that's self-employed, but hopefully a few. There's several ways you can defer or, get a deduction through, anything from a solo K, which is like a private 401k for those that don't have any employees. That's a great option for a lot of people and they don't know about it or not familiar with it. It's a way to put a larger, sum of money away and have it deductible. And those are like for high, wage earners, doctors, attorneys, people, real estate people that may have, high income, but, don't have any employees or maybe have temp employees. So that's a great avenue to be able to concentrate on your deductions as well as, IRAs and Roth IRAs that we have out there. Another way is to, look into annuities. Annuities are a great tool, both fixed and variable. Variable, you get to invest in the markets. And take more of the risk on yourself. More fixed is more conservative approach. And people are kind of looking at the market right now, thinking that it might be a little high, and in a way it is. They may want to be a little bit more conservative and have money put into a fixed annuity, which is pretty much a guaranteed interest rate.
Okay. And so, you know, I'm sitting here listening to you, and a lot of this goes...
It's like Greek, huh?
A little bit, because, you know... I guess maybe the younger people out there might be kind of thinking Savannah's totally laughing. Okay, so, you know, there we have various ages listening to the show, but yep. I mean, let's take it back a step and
let's go
why? Why do we want to do this? Like, well, we're looking into our future, we're, you know, saving for a rainy day, you said, emergencies, you know, those are all important. I mean, to be honest, Savannah's a really young girl. Why would someone her age want to start now?
Well, you have time on your side. Mm-hmm. Time is a huge asset for you.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have more time than others. Well, I'm not going to ask you your age, but you probably have a good 40 years before you need to plan or 50 years before you need to plan on retirement. You can take more of the ups and downs of the market if you're investing in the market because you have that time before you need to pull any money out for retirement purposes. Older people, tend to be more conservative, and rightfully so, because they don't have the risk tolerance level to handle those ups and downs of the stock market, that a younger person may.
Yeah, and also we've got 2 minutes left, but we are living longer, Luru, right? I mean, you know, people are healthier.
Because they're going to the chiropractor.
They're going to the chiropractor. They're doing things that are, you know, creating health in their life, and we've noticed both male and female are living longer. So
absolutely.
I'm sure that you want to make sure that you have money for the older age time.
Yes, that's right. And it's interesting, but the majority of your money is used up if you don't start saving now as you get older, because as you get older, you have more things go wrong, unfortunately. And so you want to make sure and have enough stockpiled to be able to cover those costs and health care and long-term care, which I'll go over in a little bit.
Okay, so I don't know where we're at right now, but...
we have about a minute.
Okay, so even Palmer said in 1897, the developer of chiropractic, life may be prolonged and misery prevented by getting the human machine fixed. Wow. And that's with chiropractic care. Whenever any injury is done and not wait for the injury to produce inflammation and fevered condition. If these injuries done to bones, muscles, ligaments, nerves, and blood vessels were immediately attended to, the time taken to adjust them would be brief. But after waiting for years, as the most of cases we get are, then it frequently takes weeks or months to replace them and get them accustomed to their natural position. So with chiropractic care and other health, we are living longer. One of the main reasons we might want to look into this. So please stay tuned. We've got a lot to cover here. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Come on back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
When cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And we're in cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind high.
Woo! Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. Yes, I am made in America as well. And I want to give a shout out to my cousin, Justin Salas. His next UFC MMA fight, he faces Aaron Riley, and that's UFC on Fox 8 in Seattle on July 27th. Again, that is with Aaron Riley. And quote, this is from my cousin. I love him because he's so humble and he's, you know, just a great guy. And, you know, I can't believe he can really be a BA and kick some booty. So, quote, one thing that Aaron Riley is that he's a veteran. He's a hard nose for sure. But we are in the UFC and everybody is hard nosed and tough. I know it's going to be a challenge, but I believe I'm athletically superior and have better movement. I believe I have better scrambling ability, but he's definitely going to be standing in front of me and grinding until I either finish him or win the fight. He loves to grind and he's not going to break. You have to finish to beat him. You have to finish him to beat him. That is exactly the perfect matchup for me. It's going to cause a clash. It's going to cause a clash. No one is going to run. No one is going to be backing up. It's going to be coming forward and who's going to impose their will. I know we are both going to try, but I'm going to be the one who has their hand raised and the end of the fight, at the end of the fight. Yay, Justin. Okay, so excited. Again, that's Fox 8 UFC, in Seattle, July 27th. Justin Salas, get her done, cuz. So excited and proud of you. Okay, LaRue.
Yes.
We were talking about living longer.
Yes.
we were talking about moving into, you were going to talk about long-term care.
Right, right. Okay. One of the missing ingredients in financial planning or in the whole planning process, and often not talked about because it's not a fun subject for people, is where you are needing long-term care. That's not health care. That's long-term care for either in your home or intermediate or full-blown 24-hour care in a nursing facility. Mm-hmm. And that could wipe a person out financially if they don't have the proper tools together for that. And there's several tools out there that they can use.
Can we give them the number to call in if they have questions? If you're listening and you want to hear more, or if you have a question about long-term care, please call in 605-4567. LaRue Rocha, financial advisor, is talking about long-term care right now, and he's going to go over several aspects of that.
Sure, sure. There's basically with long-term care, you can do a traditional policy where you can pay each month or quarter or annually or semi-annually, depending on how you wish to pay. But that can be very expensive, and usually the questions on those are very detailed and long. There's also another way, which is called a single premium, which I use at different couple of carriers out there, that you pay one time, and it covers you for up to 6 years in long-term care for either your home or intermediate or 24-hour nursing care, and you only need to satisfy two ADLs, which are activities of daily living, to be able to qualify for that to take effect.
So give us an example. I mean, being able to tie your shoes, being able to clean
cleaning, bathing.
So you would need to be able to do at least two of those to qualify for this.
Not to be able to do two.
Oh, to not be able to. Okay.
Yeah, two out of seven.
Okay, got it, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So those are pretty liberal qualifying events, and I've if you don't have it and you have the ability to acquire it with your health still, I would really look into it.
Okay.
Yeah. The other advantage to long-term care with the single premium is that it's a liquid product. In other words, let's say you find out you really don't need it, or you have a life-changing event where maybe you need to get to the access to that money right now, you can liquidate it without any penalties whatsoever versus the traditional type of care. Yeah, and it's great.
Interesting. So, again, if you're tuning in, the chat line is open right now. And if you have some questions for LaRue, please. Savannah's checking the chat line, actually, and you can also call in 605-4567. We are talking about healthy finances today, and I'm getting in a few shout-outs as I can. And LaRue's just chomping at the bit. He wants to go ahead and say something else.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's another type of policy in long-term care which qualifies for deductions on your taxes, and that's called the California Partnership for Long-Term Care. In which case, if you qualify for that policy, you can actually deduct some of the premiums each year off your taxes, which is also a nice incentive.
And how can, outside of this radio show and people calling in, how can anyone get a hold of you?
Well, they can call my office, which is 530-223-5555. That's a real number, 530-223-5555.
Okay.
And that's my my office number, and they can get a hold of me that way.
So probably, I mean, I know, like, for me, I love helping people, and I like what got you started in this, because, I mean, this is, it's pretty intimate, dealing with other people's money and just really making sure that you want to help them. How did that go for you?
Actually, I kind of fell into it, believe it or not.
Okay.
I was going to Humboldt State. I was majoring in oceanography when I was 20. Well, I graduated when I was 20 years old, 21. And I needed a job. And I was working as a waiter at that time. And at the time, I was dating somebody who was working for an attorney, and her brother was in the insurance business. And I was talking to them, and he thought I was a good candidate, so I got recruited that way. And when I started when I was 21 in the business. So
I'm sure along the way you helped so many people. Do you have any really good stories? I mean, you don't have to say any names. We can come back with this because we only have about a minute left. But any really just amazing stories that you can remember where, oh my gosh, you are so glad that a person did get long-term care, or they did invest in this thing, or, you know, they made some budget that really helped them get through what I call, you know, impact. You know, we have to prepare for impact.
That's right.
And, please, on our way back, I want to hear a really good story where, you know, since you've been doing it for so many years, I'm sure you've got plenty of them. So, cause it makes it real. You know what I mean? This isn't something that's just out there. We all need to kind of do this and, make sure that we're taking care of our healthy finances.
Exactly.
So, if you have a question for LaRue, please call in at 605-4567 today. We are streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can get a hold of both of us on Facebook and put a question on there. But the chat line is open, KCNR1460.com. Please come back.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
All right. More than a feeling. Thank you, Savannah. I was totally inspired by yesterday's funny, absolutely hilarious Friday morning show. How'd you like that, Savannah? That was fun, huh?
It was a riot.
With Aaron and Mark and...
Who else came in? There were so many people in and out. Like, I was like, guys, you have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And they'd just start talking about something and I'd be like, oh, okay.
Okay, let's get a roll on here. So, all right, well, thank you so much for that, by the way. This is a Positively Healthy Show. I'm Dr. Maria Salas, and I'm owner of HealthWise Chiropractic here in Redding, California. And you can call and make an appointment at 244-9000. Like you, LaRue, you know, healthy living is so important for us in our office and in our own personal lives. And, you know, we, thank God, we've picked a profession where I get to, you know, educate people about healthy living, and I get to see all these amazing miracles that chiropractic and the adjustment has to offer people. And, before we left the show, before the commercial, we were talking about some of your experiences. Can you share with us a fun story that...
Well, I don't know how fun it is.
Okay,
it has
well.
To do with a life insurance situation. When I first started in the business, when I was like 22 years old, 23, one of the clients that I had was a single gentleman, is a straight-A student in school, scholar athlete. Matter of fact, he was recently recruited by a professional baseball team at the time when I was talking to him, and then he was getting his real estate license. Well, I talked to him about getting life insurance, and he thought, well, he was single. What do we need life insurance for?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you never know. You can get married one of these days. It's going to lock in your rates because it's a permanent policy and build up cash value for your reserves and that. So he finally took my advice and bought it. Well, about a year later, I got this disturbing call from his family that he had been in an accident and was killed. And I was really close to him. He's a great, great friend, and I was disturbed that way. But what happened was is that because of that life insurance, I didn't know his family were going through some financially difficult times at that time. And because it was an accident, it paid double because he had accidental death on it. And so it basically saved his family from going into bankruptcy, and because that money comes to you tax-free.
Okay.
And so that was a sad story that turned into a silver lining for his family.
Okay. Yeah, and I bet that stayed with you.
Oh, I remember to this. Yeah. Whenever I talk to young people, I always recommend life insurance to them.
Mm-hmm.
Savannah?
You're hilarious, Laura. Well, but I can see his thought process, you know, before, like, why would I need that? And,
right,
you know,
everyone's invincible when they're in their 20s and 30s.
And not just that. I mean, I don't like to live in a fear-based place. So my mind doesn't sort of, like, go there, you know? But at the same time, you know, now that I'm a little bit older, I have to also be thinking with the wisdom side of my brain and kind of go, okay, certain types of insurance are important, and even though some of them are, you know, by law that we have to have them, you know, okay, like our certain car insurances and stuff like that, they have helped people, especially, you know, with a personal injury case that comes into my office, you know, car accident, that kind of thing. That's where I see it a lot of the time, you know, where they have their med pay that really helps them get through their healing process. So, so I can see that. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, it was a sad story that turned into a happy ending for his surviving parents. So, yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Any events coming up that you're a part of or that you want to share with us that you're going to be involved with?
Well, one of them is Northern Business Associates, which I invited you to, and that's on Tuesday, and hopefully you make it.
Okay.
Because I will call you or I'll Facebook you.
Yeah, I'm sure you will, LaRue. And it's like funny because he goes, it's 7 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, well, why not 6:30? Why not 6? Why not 5:30? I mean,
Well, you could be there at 5:30.
Yeah.
That's fine.
These networking groups, I know, are start early because, you know, everyone has to get to their business.
Yeah.
So.
But you have such a great practice that I just want you to be a part of a great organization.
Thanks so much. So you guys meet every Tuesday morning or?
Every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m.
And
at
where?
The Country Waffle. And it's Northern Business Associates. You can even go to our website. We have an awesome website, www.northernbusinessassociates.com.
Okay.
Or NBA.com.
See, like, Savannah, you have to get here what time in the morning?
I have to wake up at 6.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a little bit more quiet in the morning.
Yeah.
Comatose.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's nothing for you. But anyway, so the other thing that I did want to share was I'm, like, so excited about this. It's something fairly new. I was asked to be a sponsor for the Reading Police Canine Unit. It's a great cause. I'm, like, super excited to have agreed to that. And, you know, I didn't know this, actually, but when the officer came into my office to share with me a little bit about the program, Jason Rhodes, he is the trainer, I guess you could say, for canine Car. The dog's name is Car, C-A-R-R. And you can go to rpdcanine.com to check out the program. It's rpdcanine.com. It is fully funded by the community. So business owners, even private donors, you can go over there and check out the website and see pictures of all the dogs. I'm on there right now. One's Canine Taro or Taro, Canine Kane, Canine Abel, Canine Sure,
C-H-Y-R. I don't know how to pronounce that. But anyways, what do you think about that?
I think it's awesome. Yeah. I think it's a great program, and I'm an animal lover anyway, so I have the greatest amount of respect for these dogs and the training they go through. And when they're through with their training, they're actual officers of the law.
Really? I didn't know that either. Okay, I have so much to...
Yeah, apparently if you assault one of the dogs, it's like
assaulting an officer.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You'll serve time. I was like, really?
Yeah. Well, good.
Well, I don't think I'd want to assault one of the attack dogs.
No.
No.
Me neither. So there's so much on that website that you guys can go and check out. Their training is so extensive. I mean, we could have just sat there and talked, you know, forever about this. There's a frequently asked questions on their website, because I'm sure, you know, a lot of people have questions about it, especially the kids. They love it. You can also go watch their training that they do Wednesday evenings. And
where's that located?
I have to look on the website here. I think they go to different, might have to check their website, because I think they go to different locations.
My question is why don't they ever like get like a chihuahua or something like that in the program? I don't understand that.
It'd be very sneaky.
Yeah, totally.
No, they're stealth. You would never see them coming.
Yeah. You wouldn't. They'd bite your ankles.
Yes.
So they've been using these dogs as early as the 18th century. Awesome.
Wow.
It wasn't until World War I that the countries like Belgium and Germany formalized the training process. Wow, interesting. Okay. So anyway, I'm a part of that. There's going to be fundraisers coming up. Just stay tuned for, you know, the shout outs that I have for that. And, you know, there's dinners, there's all sorts of things.
Great program.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. And, I believe we are going to go to commercial right now. And, please call us if you have any questions. 605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
The Weston A. Price Foundation was created to put forth the research of Dr. Price, whose meticulous study of healthy cultures around the world has given us a foundation for traditional foods that promote vibrant health. The foundation is dedicated to restoring nutrient-dense foods to the human diet through education, research, and activism. The Weston A. Price Foundation supports organic and biodynamic farming, pasture feeding of livestock, community-supported farms, honest and informative labeling, and prepared parenting and nurturing therapies. You can join a local Weston A. Price chapter to attend monthly meetings and learn about these healing foods and practices. Creating community around healing foods is what Weston Price is all about. Check out their website, www.westonaprice.org. It's a virtual encyclopedia of information. Join the foundation and receive their stunning quarterly journal, Wise Traditions.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week, we welcome Arizona rancher Danny Martinez and Nevada rancher Ramona Hage Morrison. They are two individuals who are standing up against Forest Service road closures of our public lands and for our water rights and the right to own and defend our private property. Their fight continues, and we'll discuss it on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you
positively
in her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Yep, God bless this USA, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and in studio today, my guest co-host is LaRue Rocha, financial advisor, and today, the Positively Healthy Show is talking about positive and healthy finances.
Yes.
And there's so much, like, I don't even know where to begin, but, you know, we talked about long-term care. We talked about investing. We're going to get there soon, but we talked about, also doing, long-term care, so many different aspects of that
that you had. Yeah.
But right now you're going to get into investments.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, one of the things I've been talking to a lot of people about is how to protect their principal. Because when the market drops, it takes a long time typically for that to recover. And there's some different ideas and that. And one of the tools that I use is using either variable annuity that protects their income stream for life, where it locks in on the highest account value, and those are called living benefits. Well, some of those companies that offer those living benefits are going away because the cost of maintaining that guarantee is very expensive to the insurance company. So, let's say you're a person in your 50s or 60s that has a large sum of money and wishes to protect it. This would be one way to do that, to provide a lifetime income to you, because those guarantees are there and they have to honor those guarantees with these companies. And I would pick an A or A plus rated company to be with that type of a living benefit. Those are very important, especially since we're living in uncertain positive times.
Well, I like to stay positive, it's just something in me, but yeah, it's a little bit rough out there right now. And I know you're trying to get at something. I mean, politically it's rough right now and, we're going through rough. Yeah. Do you have something that you wanted to say, LaRue?
Sure.
Yeah. I know you have a lot to say.
I'm very vocal on this area.
Okay.
The current situation in Washington DC is not the most stable. I'm trying to be as positive as I can possibly be.
Yeah.
Because of that, there's a lot of uncertainty in the market. And when there's uncertainty, that causes fear, and fear causes panic sometimes.
And no movement.
I call it deer in headlights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so rather than waiting for it to happen, start being proactive and protect your dollars and cents in a proactive way. That's being positive.
Okay, no, I like that. Keep going.
Yeah. And the fact that the quantitative easing, which is a very fancy word for printing of money, is going to be coming to a halt pretty soon, that's going to also disrupt the market. So anytime you have that sort of influx of money going into that's basically not backed by anything really, because we're so in debt to the Chinese and that. Again, another way to, you want to protect whatever you have as far as your assets go. So, there's various instruments out there that you can use. Gold and silver is another way. Silver is very, right now, because the markets are down a little bit, that's a good buy right now, because everything we use, from cell phones to computers to anything out there, silver seems to be involved in that. So that's another aspect of getting into another type of investment. And gold is naturally going to be higher cost, but it's always a very important commodity out there.
Which is down a little bit right now, right?
Right,
about 1,200.
Yeah.
Hmm, interesting. So what other topics did you want to talk about with regard to Tri-Capital?
Well, Tri-Capital, basically, again, I've been in business since 1977. And if you happen to need a service and you want to call in, if you've heard it on this show, I'll give you a free hour of review with no obligation whatsoever. You just come in and I can kind of go over your situation, look at your portfolio, or if you want a life insurance review, which is often swept under the carpet because most people think their life insurance is all intact. Well, you may have gone through a divorce and forgot to change the beneficiary on your policy. Whoa.
Yeah.
Really rude awakening there. And I've had some people where that I've known that has happened. And guess what? The previous spouse got the death benefit. So, yeah, you want to make sure and cover those areas that we think are all taken care of. A good review is always a good idea.
Okay. We've got about a minute left. In this segment, I just want to give everyone your information again. Again, you're listening to LaRue Rocha. Here is my guest co-host today. And you can get a hold of him at 223-5555. And that's Tri-Capital Financial Insurance Services. Again, that's LaRue Rocha Consultant. And what a generous gift. Thank you so much for giving our listeners that free hour if they call in and let you know that they heard you on the show today.
Yeah. And don't forget to also call Maria, too. And she's give a shout out to your number there.
Okay. A lot of numbers here. 244-9000. HealthWise Chiropractic Care, 244-9000. And we are going to be back with our last segment. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
From the lake to Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shore.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Danuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Chef John Stadelli.
I have been with Anselmo Vineyards for 5 years, producing a sustainable property. We are pasture to plate driven. My passion comes from feeding people. It gets straight to the heart and soul. The property is stellar. The products that we produce there are all from scratch. And they're very simple. It's the true food, the true cuisine, if you will, that is the most important thing to me.
Anselmo Vineyards, a short drive from Palisadro on Highway 44. It will become your favorite destination getaway. 474-5546.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
It is a beautiful day here in Redding, California. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and this is the Positively Healthy Show. Welcome back. We are here with LaRue Rocha in studio, guest co-host, talking about healthy finances, but also we've realized during the break we have some of our best conversations, and we were talking about one other very special asset in our lives that's very important to us, which is our
Second Amendment.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
You know, it's funny because sure, I'm going to call that it's very positively healthy.
It is very positively healthy. And it's also a great way to protect your family. If case of a home break in, or most people are probably not prepared in that way either. And as the economy gets more unstable in the future, it's good to know your constitutional rights, and especially the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really want to think that things are going to become more stable.
I know.
And, you know, I love listening to Chris Street too and reading his blog and stuff. He's really positive, and it looks like, we're going to be going into some really good booms here, picking up our economics. But you're right. The Second Amendment is really important, and I feel like you have more to say about it, LaRue.
Well, yes, our lovely Vice President Joe Biden, he says that every woman should own a shotgun because it's easier to shoot, and for a Second Amendment, that's, I have it quoted, that's on Facebook, and I can post it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great little thing. But then they showed a comparison between using a shotgun for a woman or an AR-15, and guess which one was more stable? AR-15
yeah.
was more stable and more accurate, but yet our vice president suggested a shotgun for a woman, and they were going all over the place. Or it wasn't very stable at all.
Yeah. So how would he know?
Well, evidently he
is
doesn't.
Is he the expert?
He's got to be an expert because he's our vice president. He's a genius.
Okay. Did you like my hat today?
I love your hat.
Yeah.
It says, shot.
Shoot like a girl.
Oh, shoot like a girl. I love it.
Yeah, I got it at Tea Party a few weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah, they have a lot of cute t-shirts,
cute,
cool, and some chick hats and t-shirts.
Yeah,
it's
pink. I like the pink on that.
Yeah, with the camo and stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
So go ahead and tell us more about the Second Amendment. We've got a few minutes left. I know you've got a lot to say about it, but...
Well, the Second Amendment, it's one that's among many amendments that's kind of being trashed right now. And guns are not dangerous unless you, one, don't know how to use them. Number two, it's not the guns that are killing people. It's the people. And if it's not guns, it's going to be, what, spoons and forks next?
Knives.
I guess knives. Wait, how about rubber bands?
I think there was a hatchet here.
Hatchet. How about milk cartons? I'm sure they're going to ban everything.
What about pharmaceutical medications?
There you go.
Mm.
And that's something that a chiropractor will advise you against because of healthy treatments, right?
Or drugless treatments,
yeah,
for sure, and
yes.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. But the Second Amendment is so important, and if we're young people and for women, all women should be able to learn and shoot and how to handle a firearm for safety purposes. I saw a little video recently where because of the number of bullets that are in a clip is usually limited to 10, this person broke into a house. It was a simulation. The husband grabbed his gun and shot the perpetrator, but there was more perpetrators coming around, and he was out of his ammunition, and consequently they died because of that, because he didn't have a large enough clip to protect himself. So again, some of these laws that are coming out are kind of outrageous, and limiting ammo and even numbering the ammo is more against your constitutional rights. It's you got to have the right to defend yourself. If you can't defend yourself, then guess what?
You're not being positively healthy. If
yes,
you're positively
right.
healthy, you're able to think long term about your health. You're able to defend yourself,
protect your family.
Mm-hmm. You are able to do so many things. Well, we are coming up on the last 3 minutes here, and I want to make sure that we have everything that you wanted to say about healthy finances for sure.
Let me kind of recap for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Again, a recap. It's important to take a review of your situation, no matter what age you are, whether you're just starting out or if you're a veteran in investing. It's always good to review and see where you can improve or maybe lower your costs in some way. By taking a look at your life insurance, review that. Your long-term care, if you don't have it, get it. If you have it, review it. Take a look at your assets, where they are. Are they working for you? Or are they protected? And, take a look at an overall view. And also make sure if you need a trust to talk to an attorney that does living trusts and make sure that you're protected in that way too versus a will.
Okay, and the way I see this is not about living in a fear-based place, but it's taking an active approach, a proactive approach, and using wisdom to prepare yourself for impact, what I call impact. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with just making more money, too.
Right. I always say, this is a saying I always live by, it says, you do your best and let God do the rest.
Okay. I like it. So how can anyone get a hold of you?
Again, my phone number is 530-223-5555. And that's Tri-Capital Financial and Insurance Services on Cypress Avenue.
Woohoo! Those of you that are listening or look at my Facebook page, I'll go ahead and put some more information about LaRue on there. Maybe some if you had questions and you want to ask, we'll go ahead and forward them to LaRue. You can find us both on Facebook, though. Uh-huh. And again, this is Dr. Maria Celis, one of your hosts for the Positively Healthy Show. You know, we have three different chiropractors every Saturday from 10 to 11. I really hope that you guys take advantage to listening to all the different types of healthy living aspects that we do talk about. Me, Dr. Maria Salas, Dr. Todd Royce, and Dr. Trudy Pratt every Saturday from 10 to 11 here. It's always something fun. Thank you so much, LaRue, for being on the show today.
Can I say
today?
One other thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, being that we live in the greatest country in the world, I would like to see more people fly their flags. I know at my office every day when I'm there, I fly my flag.
I do too. Good. You need to come by, get adjusted, and see it.
Okay.
Okay. Again, this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is the Positively Healthy Show. See you next week.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta Redding. It's 10:59, and now time for Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. 1 week after a not guilty verdict, a day of protest about the Trayvon Martin case.
Justice for Trayvon! Justice for Trayvon!
That rally going on in Philadelphia, as many as 100 cities hosting noontime rallies, pressuring the Justice Department to file civil rights charges against George Zimmerman for the killing of the unarmed Florida teen. In New York, Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton.
It's very important that parents, godparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, you speak up for these children. Yes. Trayvon was a child.
Sabrina Fulton outside New York police headquarters. Pioneering journalist Helen Thomas has died, passing away this morning in her Washington apartment at 92. Thomas always in the front row in the White House press briefing room, asking tough questions like this one about the Iraq war aimed at then-President George W. Bush.
Why did you really want to go to war? Mm-hmm. From the moment you stepped into the White House, yeah. From your cabinet, former cabinet officers, intelligence people, and so forth.